producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls as we focus on what's going on here, there, and everywhere. Roberta, a long-time New Yorker, lifelong New Yorker, has moved herself down to New Orleans so that she's between New York and New Orleans quite often. So when I think about New York items, things that are important, I go to Roberta for a comment. And now when there are things going on in New Orleans, I go to her for that as well. So I kind of want to get a background into what happened. These people that were taken to the hospital, I think there were 10 people that were shot up. 16. The 16?
16, yeah.
Okay.
Amazing,
so
no one was killed.
Well, this is a music video supposedly being made, but didn't have a permit. So the police were on their way, as I understand it, to chase them
right
away. Meanwhile, a couple of gangs are at it. So what happened after that?
Well, actually, it was two different groups of people converging. One was the group of people that were kind of making an impromptu music video at the park. And the other one was, it was a second line. There are things called social clubs here, and the social clubs are the ones that put on the Mardi Gras parades.
Yeah.
And a second line is the line that forms behind the band. So there's usually some sort of marching band, and then there's people that follow. So there had been a second line in the area as well. So there was a lot of police presence there, you know, helping the second line along, blocking traffic, blah, blah, that sort of thing. And a lot of the people from the second line went over to the park where they were shooting the music video, just kind of like an after party. And apparently there were these two other groups, and one group was mad at another group, and one group was on one side of the park, and one group was at the other side of the park, and they decided with all these people in between them to start shooting at each other.
Great.
So we got, you know, 16 people shot. Just noting, this is the Upper Ninth Ward. It is one of the high crime areas in New Orleans traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it happened there was no great surprise.
It's like many other large cities, Doug, where in New Orleans you know where to go and you know where not to
right
go.
Where not to go.
Like here in D.C. or
wait,
up there in Boston,
it's,
I'm sure.
It's not an area where tourists
go. Even
go.
Framingham, places downtown Framingham, I wouldn't go.
There are two things that bother me about this story, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, aside from the 16 people getting caught. I mean, shot. One is Friendly Bunny Park. What is the name of it?
Yeah, Friendly Bunny Park.
Bunny Park.
Okay, that's number one.
Happy place.
Yeah, it sounds very dirty. Like, it would sound like that's where the child predators might hang out.
Or I would say, like, a rabbit cage.
The second thing that bothers me about this story is the impromptu music video. Like, what? Who does that?
Yeah.
There was an they
tape
music videos impromptu.
In New Orleans,
really?
They're called like flash mobs. Ever hear the flash mobs? They've done it in Grand Central Station. They do it. It's just a bunch of people. They rehearse some dance moves, and they get together, and then they film it. They just kind of impromptu do like a pop-up dance party, and they film it as a music video. It's pretty common.
All right. I want to stay in Louisiana for a minute because there was an election over the weekend. And the new...
They're still bitter.
Well,
now, how smart is this? Election Day in Louisiana is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
How smart? How smart is this?
Very smart. What percentage of the population showed up to vote, Roberta?
You know, I don't know the exact population, but there was fewer than a million votes cast for the entire state of Louisiana. Yeah.
I thought 6 million people lived in Louisiana.
Right, so there were fewer than a million votes cast for the governor's race. If you look,
John Bell Edwards is going
Democrat
to enter office. The Republican was a former senator who was connected to a prostitution case.
You remember him, don't you? I used to call him the Bitter Bitter. Remember his wife,
Elizabeth
Bitter?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, but was it? But the reference to the race, it was prostitutes or something else. What was the slogan? P
pimps are, it was something that was really crude that kept this guy from, I mean, but is this the best we can do? That's really what I was thinking.
It was fairly close, though. It wasn't.
No, but I mean, why would a guy like that even have any standing
and
to
he had
run?
Children. That's what got me. He had his son doing a TV ad telling everybody how great his dad is. Yes, he taught me how to go to prostitutes.
the media seems so surprised that he lost. I mean, when you have all that stuff in your closet, I mean, really?
How do you even get to be a candidate? What the hell are they thinking, the Republican Party?
Running.
Well, look at what they're doing with the Nationals, so maybe they're just more local. The Republicans are eating their young. They're destroying their party from within, as is the case, unfortunately, all too often when people become bloated with their own importance, and it's what's happening in our country. Now, in general, we have become way focused.
I think with Trump, Carson,
yeah, but the Republican mainstay doesn't like
them. You're talking about the establishment.
I'm talking about the establishment of the party.
The RNC.
And they had to have been responsible for letting this idiot run in Louisiana. Who in their right mind would have promoted this guy unless he was connected to the inner tube? And why would you? I'm surprised the guy got any votes at all, except people look away from this stuff, I suppose. I don't even begin to understand. With all the qualified, good people, the Carly Fiorinas of the world have good, solid business example. Meg Whitman, I happen to be coming up with two women who are Republicans, but there are lots of them on both sides who are far better qualified for these sorts of offices, and yet we continue to stay with the fat old white men, and it just they just keep getting
fat old white.
Well,
men.
That's what we have more often than not.
But I have to tell you, the bench is deep. We have to just know that the at
where
some
are
point
they?
The
Why
RNC
are they coming to the surface.
Look at who's running for president. Only a few of them are establishment candidates, and I think you're going to see the RNC is going to have to take
note.
And I
Hold
bet
on
you.
Then. What do you mean only a few of them are establishment?
Only
candidates?
A few of them are establishment.
Who are you
candidates?
Talking about? They're all establishment candidates
for president.
For Trump?
Yeah, but they're not doing any good.
Trump, Carson, Fiorina,
not
Cruz.
Not establishment. Can't.
They are the anti-establishment. They're the ones
Cruz.
Winning in the polls.
Rand Paul is certainly not establishment.
Right.
Yeah, that's
yeah, Rand
for.
Paul.
I think I see Cruz is,
so who is
another
the establishment. Who's the old fat white guy, establishment guy that you're
Marco
talking about?
Marco Rubio, but he's not old.
Rubio,
white
Rubio. Huckabee. You know, I suppose you can make that argument for Kasich because he's an old
Christie.
Republican standee. Certainly Christie. What happened to him? He got slapped around this weekend. What the
I
heck did
don't
he
know
say?
Christie's establishment, is he?
What did he say that created so much controversy over the weekend?
I haven't heard anything that he said.
Oh, no. There was some thing that happened. He was all over. People were all over him for saying something about the, I think it was September 11th. There's so much going on in the country.
It wasn't him. It was the mayor, actually.
Took off after Christie. Somebody took a shot. I know the mayor went after Trump, but somebody took a real serious shot at Christie, and it sort of rang home, and I'm trying to find it now.
The top headlines I see when I Google
Christie on Trump's claims about New Jersey after 9/11.
He says he doesn't remember. Then Chris Christie was on a flight where passenger was removed, and Christie mocks de Blasio for refugee advocacy. And that's it.
Yeah, I don't see it. That's exactly what I say.
Yeah, okay. So I must have gone down the wrong street. Wouldn't be the first time I ever did that.
Maybe
you
were having dreams about Chris Christie.
I hope not. Climate change and cars in a moment. 14 and change past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learn in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. People enjoy giving and receiving delicious food during the holidays, which is why Hickory Farms, America's favorite holiday food gift brand, is introducing new products for this special time of year. Their new Simply Hickory Farms gift line is made with simple, delicious ingredients. Try their all-natural beef sausage with no nitrates and natural Wisconsin cheeses made with no artificial colors or preservatives. For the person with a sweet tooth, try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark or one of their new holiday cookie gifts. Hickory Farms is proud to support No Kid Hungry, the leading nonprofit group working to end childhood hunger in America. Since 2008, Hickory Farms has contributed over $4 million to No Kid Hungry. This holiday season, Hickory Farms will donate $5 for every signature party planner gift box sold. Customers can also donate with each purchase. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you or visit hickoryfarms.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, 18 after the hour, are the candidates on climate change. This is a poll taken by the news media, so it's no surprise Hillary Clinton comes out on the top of the highest grades when it comes to focusing on climate change, what they know, what they say they know, what we ought to know, and Ted Cruz comes out the lowest. It's a poll of news media, people that have covered the candidates, and so that's what they say. Okay. So what? It might be the appropriate answer to that. But one of the things, the considerations of what Volkswagen is doing with their diesel cars, because this was an EPA play, and supposedly it was to take the particles of carbon that are coming out of the diesel engines, keep it from affecting the atmosphere, thus slowing down the rate of climate change. So Volkswagen and all the other people making diesel engines were told to do this, that. There was never a negotiation, by the way. They were just told, you do this by this date or else we'll fine you. Well, we all know what happened after that. So what are they doing post revelation that they sort of cooked the books, they put computers in these cars that would make them come test differently than what they really were doing? 120,000 diesel car owners in our country have accepted their offer of compensation. EPA once again putting a deadline on this. $500 cash payment applies to your loan, or you get a Visa debit card for $500 in dealership credits. I suppose they're paying for that, Volkswagen. My son has not told me what he's decided to do yet. As I've said before, both my children have new Volkswagens with the same engine in it. So the California Air Resources Board, which is another Nazi organization that the state of California has put together, I use that term, and I know that it's offensive to some people, but that's what these people are like. You remember the soup Nazi? These people are the air Nazis.
No clean air for you.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, there's plenty of clean air, and things have been done. Well, you could say, well, Doug, you're always talking about how much cleaner the air is in California now, isn't it, because of these guys? There's a blending here. And it goes on. They haven't quite found, I think, the, what is there? The old thing about somewhere between this number and that number is the number we can agree on. The new Chevy Volt, Richie, is meanwhile named Green Car of the Year.
Good for Chevy.
At the LA Auto Show. No pollution coming from this thing. 1.5 liter engine creates onboard electricity to power the Volt. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We tend to have amazing videos of the day most of the time at DougStephan.com. Today is no exception. Video of the day today is from Playing for Change, an organization created to inspire and connect the world through its music. This latest video is their version of the Kool and the Gang song Celebration, released over the weekend in celebration of Universal Children's Day. Children from all over the world performing this. You got to see it. Very neat.
So they had kids from all around the world sing it and perform it and then mask it together.
Good audio quality, too.
Like, that's the African Children's Choir. And then they have some kids from Argentina on guitar. It's been neat.
Put it all edited together.
It's a party going on right here. As celebration to last through all the years. So bring your good times and your laughter
too.
We're gonna celebrate your party with you. Come on. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebrate. Have a good time.
Hey, how well all this stuff comes together. I mean,
nice.
One guy goes out in Africa and shoots another guy's in Argentina, another guy's in Australia, another guy's in California.
Nice thing.
And they shoot all these, and they just are able to bring it all together.
All right, so check out the video of the day from today. Now, Friday's video of the day was something also that was good, but for a different reason. It came from Nerdfest UK. They've taken clips from 60 movies, the golden age of musicals, and synced them to Uptown Funk.
My mom posted this weekend.
Yeah.
It's really
cool. You
gotta
see it. It's amazing.
It's amazing. The clappings.
Yeah.
It fits perfectly with all these old clips that you want.
Very clever. Yeah. So this is another good video for you to check out if you haven't checked them. Always check out our video today because usually it's very inspiring, very good. I saw a video, Meredith and I were looking at a video of this little baby talking to a bulldog. I wish we could get it off of Facebook and post it because it was also wonderfully done. The bulldog finally gives up and falls asleep while this little baby is talking to it. It is the cutest thing. Face looks a lot like my darling Charlotte. It's just, it's, babies and how do you not want to watch a baby and a dog? A video is
what YouTube was built on.
Yeah, it's, man. Well, and this kind of stuff, too. This is good. Are they going to charge YouTube? Did I see that somewhere? YouTube's going to start charging for
they have a
stuff
kind of like a premium subscription model now where you can, if you don't want ads, you can pay for it. And then they have, it's called Red, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. All right. So there are two videos of the day for your listening and dancing pleasure, food for thought, all that stuff. But then the things that we put up at DougStephan.com, whether it's the trending box, what's new, all the information is there, is aimed to help me out. Roberta's material from the Queen of Sheba is all there. Better Living Box, lots of good things. And speaking of that, here's some good information. 61.5 million people in our country impacted by mental illness. Many of them go without the care they need. Reporter Brian Osich has more on how tomorrow's mental health professionals can help address these needs we're talking about. It can break down the barriers helping to keep people from getting the professional counseling they need. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Stephan at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before, and it's better for your skin, too. Proactive Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and help prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems, like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-867-2116. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing, guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-867-2116. 1-800-867-2116.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities. Across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden are here with an overview of what's going on. You'll recall last week, yours truly went off on one of his world-famous rants. The Doug Steffen rant of the day was aimed at Frankenfish on Friday. Frankenfish, genetically modified salmon. And so the FDA, the reason for my rant was because the FDA, in its lack of wisdom, which usually prevails there, or whoever pays, greases them, gets their way. Astoundingly, the FDA said that this Frankenfish, which is GMO modified, which is supposed to be a farmed fish, is going to be located, the farms are going to be located in the same places where the best salmon in the world grows on its own naturally, in the cool, crisp waters of the Northwest and up along the coast of Canada into Alaska. So now they're going to have farms growing this Frankenfish. And Frankenfish, if it is to, if it gets out of its farm and into the population of regular salmon, will create a god awful mess like we have never ever seen before when it comes to fish and trying to keep the good fish from the bad fish. Okay, so we've got these idiots at the Food and Drug Administration. Oh, no problem. We think this is swell. Everybody will love it. Well, as it turns out, most everybody doesn't love it when they find out about it. So the groundswell of anger aimed at the Food and Drug Administration, it's too bad that people don't put the pieces together as they ought to. The party in power is in charge of how all these agencies run. That, coupled with the decision in most all of these agencies, doesn't make any difference. Come up with any alphabet agency, and the people who are regulating were heretofore those who were being regulated. Do you understand what I'm saying? The people who are from the companies that these various boards and agencies are supposed to regulate are the ones that come in with the new administration after making lots of campaign contributions. The FDA, the USDA, good examples, the EPA, whatever goes on in most any of these organizations, they are all payoffs. The jobs are payoffs for helping that administration or that group get elected. So they come in from the various companies, they influence policy, and then they go back to work for the company from whence they came. And thus is the case with the Food and Drug Administration. Most of the upper people are from Monsanto and Cargill and ADM and that ilk. So they have no problem with Frankenfish. It's great. Let's have more of it. Well, if you're waking up to the wily ways of these crooks, and many people are, you can join the ranks of many in the public who are going to start submitting comments today on the FDA website. They have had to open this up because the groundswell of anger aimed at them is so huge they can't avoid it. They can't escape it. They can't ignore it. So the guidelines for labeling the fast-growing fish, by the way, genetically altered, they grow twice as big and twice as fast as regular salmon. That's the appeal. It's like chickens. The same thing goes on. You know that the average life of a chicken that you eat at the KFC or eat at McDonald's or wherever you go is about 90 days.
Or 90, even on your
93, 94
your
days.
Purdue home.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. That's where they get the stuff from. Tyson
from
and
egg to your plate, about 90 days.
94 days on average. Okay, so the same is not the number of days. I don't really know what the schedule is on this for how many days it takes to grow this Frankenfish, but your comments are now being accepted at the FDA website. You can go there and talk about the guidelines, not necessarily about the fish, but the guidelines for having labels on this, because as with everything else where Monsanto was involved, no labels. We don't want people to know when they buy salmon that they're buying this crap instead of real salmon. I mean, there are labels that say real salmon or where it comes from to promote that stuff. But there aren't labels on the stuff that's farmed. So either you guess or you think, well, I don't see any label here, so it must be that it's farmed fish. That may not be the case. But if it's imported, it's most always farmed. Anyway, it'll be 2 years now because they're slowing this down. The salmon debate has drawn already 2 million comments, the most the agency has ever had. And labeling is one of the hot button issues here. So they're not saying we're not going to allow this stuff to be done. What they're saying is, well, maybe we should put a label on it. Is that enough? Does that fix the problem? Safeway, Kroger, Whole Foods, among the chains representing the various stores that say, we're not carrying this crap. Safeway has already told its customers, we will not sell this to you. Kroger has already said, we are not going to sell this to you. And Whole Foods says, we're not going to sell this to you. The Atlantic salmon, bred in land-based tanks in Canada and Panama. By the way, the company that's doing this is based here in Massachusetts, called Aqua Bounty. How do you like that for a name? Aqua Bounty Technologies. They've done the genetic work. And their stock, by the way, has gone through the roof because of this. At least it did last week. Be interesting to see where it goes this week. Instead of taking them 3 years before they are market size, these fish will be ready at 16 months. They've added genes that they took from the Pacific Chinook salmon and an eel.
Ew.
Okay, well, it's creative anyway. So from now on, if you buy fish that comes from these people, it'll be more likely to be, it'll taste like an eel instead of like salmon. I guess, I don't know. This is a transgenetic fish. The first one to get FDA approval. There are, in the pipeline, pigs. There's a company that's trying to alter pigs to produce more bacon. So that they have more bacon on their pig than ham.
So that's something I can get behind. I can get behind that. I can get behind
really?
It. Yeah.
You can get behind
more
it.
Bacon, less ham.
Yeah.
Although the ham's pretty good.
Well, obviously they sell more bacon than they do ham, so they want the pigs to have crazy. More bacon on them
Isn't
than they have
perfect,
ham.
Though? This is America's beauty, though.
Ew.
You know, hey, we're selling more bacon. We've got to change the pigs. Let's
right. Change those pigs. All day. So after the frankenfish, we'll have pork and frank, or frankenpork, or something like that. But you can do that now with pork and beans, right? Is it Campbell's pork and beans?
Yeah, except that's gross. Have you ever opened up a can of pork and beans?
Smells.
And there's that little piece of fat that sits on the top of all that juice. And you have
it.
To
yeah.
Ew, really?
I
always flick that into the sink. I
eat it
raw.
Oh,
ew!
What are you talking about?
Put that spoon right into that can.
That's the first thing. When that can opens, blunk, I plop that thing
yeah,
in.
Yeah, baby. Good stuff.
Why are you eating that stuff to begin with?
Wash it back with a beer.
Oh, my God. He's just saying that to get me going. Thanks a lot.
Speaking of, I met Dr. Jack this weekend.
Did you? You'd never met him before?
No.
In Los Angeles? He sent me a
nice
picture
little...
taken in front of my house. My son obviously wasn't there. He just, the caption was, homeless man finds empty home. He's a very good guy. He was there for some kind of creative, there was a... every group in the world has their annual meeting, conferences for this, that, and the other thing, and he's no exception. Just to wrap up the frankenfish thing, this represents the worst of America. I'd like to put our best foot forward all the time, and we don't do that. We go down the path of least resistance and where the most money can be made, and it's not always about money. Money's great. I'd rather have money than not have money. But for God's sakes, at some point, I mean, the responsibility, I don't even mind them making this stuff. But to keep you from learning or knowing what you're buying, that's what the problem is with me. If you want to make an educated or an uneducated decision based on what you know about the product you're buying, swell. But if you don't know or have the ability to educate yourself about the product that you're buying, then I'm not so happy and not so sure that we're playing fair. I think we're being toyed with, and it's not fair. 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIVH3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are in progress.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
As the saying goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also be hazardous. Allstate's annual holiday home hazard survey is out. Here's Terry DeLenta of Allstate.
70% of adults acknowledge that things get riskier during the holidays. Less than 37% of people do something about it.
Many holiday hazards start right in your home. Home fires from fireplaces jump 196% this time of year, which can often be attributed to not having a fireplace properly cleaned and inspected. And fire from candles jumps 63%, so be sure to never leave them burning unattended. And more than half of those surveyed admit to overloading outlets, so it's no wonder electrical fires increase more than 21% this time of year.
We're committed to ensuring our customers and all consumers have a safe and happy holiday. This survey shows simple steps in planning that can make all the difference.
Check out allstate.com/holidaydecorator to find out more about potential preventable holiday home hazards and have a happy and safe holiday season.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
All right, so hi, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Hi,
Doug.
Hi, how are you?
How's everything?
Hi, Jennifer. Nice to meet you.
Nice to be.
My name is Rich.
Nice to be met.
So, the Taliban, and the problems in Syria, problems in Afghanistan. It's really interesting how creative some people have become. The Taliban now.
Taliban.
They have lists of those who they have put death sentences on.
Right. Yeah, they make hit lists.
Right. They make hit lists. And so, by the way, does Daesh do the same thing? The bad guys usually, I don't know whether Al-Qaeda does or not, but anyway. So in order to get out of, not so much get out of where they are, but to get into Europe, you need to have some kind of a document that proves when you seek asylum that you are who you say you are, or that the problem, it's obvious when it comes to many of these people that are just walking their way into Europe. But apparently there's a great black market now for the Taliban documents, the forging of Taliban documents that have lists of names on them that include people who want to get out of the country. It's not necessarily a real Taliban document, but the people who really want to get out have seen these documents and they're recreating them and putting their name on the document.
That's funny.
So that they can get asylum into, you know, whatever country they're trying to get into. Hmm. Which I find interesting. So people have asked, we were talking earlier about why it takes 2 years for a Syrian refugee to get into the United States. And what we have established is that there are a layer, an additional layer of checks that you have to go through. Screening procedures have been tightened up. So many people don't know. We only have, and this has been the case, this is not new, they're just sort of underscoring it. For the last 3 or 4 years, we have made it very difficult for many people from the Middle East to get into our country. No problem if you come across the southern border from Mexico, but if you want to come in the right way, only 2,000 Syrian refugees have been allowed in our country since 2011. 2,000, that's it. When you consider there are 2,000 Mexicans a day coming across the border, that's a pretty interesting number. And the number of people trying to get in. Richie, when your wife Janet applied, do you know how many Colombians were in the list to be considered for American citizenship at that time?
No idea.
Yeah. It's normally because we allow, it was 75,000, they went up to 100,000, and I think it went to 125,000. They have quotas for various countries depending on the size of the country.
My wife could have come here under refugee status.
Yeah, right.
Because her father was killed and then her brother was killed.
That's true, right?
Right.
So she could have claimed refugee status.
We have pretty liberal laws when it comes to that. But did you know the United Nations first decides if a person fits the definition of a refugee? It's not up to us because we abide by UN law. I don't think most people knew this. It's the UN who decides whether you're a refugee, and then you go to the country. The country decides how they want to scrutinize refugees coming in. But we don't decide if you're a refugee. There are UN policies and procedures, according to the State Department, that are required for entrance or even consideration. Did you know that? I didn't know that. They give you a fingerprint screening. Let's see here. Then they review the U.S. Immigration Headquarters reviews you, and then they kick it up now with a new law. They kick it up the food chain.
Not sure I'd be a big fan of that.
To the head of Homeland Security.
The U.N. telling us who we have to take.
Well, I thought that's why I brought it up. I thought a lot of people might not like that. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Time for our little tech segment here where we talk all things IT and tech with our tech expert, Richard Schimmel, who is going to tell us today. Richard, it seems like, what do we have, Ken, about a month before the new Star Wars movie comes out?
Yeah.
It's everywhere. I mean, you can't go anywhere and not see the Star Wars label on something. I mean, I think I saw it on toilet paper or something the other day in the supermarket.
It's pure saturation. The licensing arm of Disney has been working overtime for probably years on this since they knew the title and got skills and artwork and stuff like that. But is it gonna give Star Wars fatigue? I doubt it, except for, you know, the fans are rabid for this film.
Yeah, but remember this. Remember when the first of the second set of Star Wars, which was the prequel, came out, and they basically sold that thing to Pepsi and Jar Jar Binks?
Right. In fact, I was, I was at one of the first screenings of the first Star Wars series. I worked on the album, the music album, and I wasn't that interested in the second series of Star Wars. And I think that, you know, what they have to do is they're having to get new fans interested as well as the older fans.
Yeah, and I think that's possible. I mean, my kids are 8 and 11, and they are excited for Star Wars to come out. So, I mean, Star Wars has totally crossed into that next generation, and with Disney pushing it, they can do it. But when the whole Jar Jar Binks thing and Pepsi Cola, I was just like, oh, God. And I did not like that movie just because of him and the way they sold it out like that, trying to make it cartoonish for the kids, and it was just stupid. So hopefully,
I think the consumer is smart enough now to realize when something is overhyped. Okay, and like you said, you know, you didn't like it because of that. I'm sure there are a lot of people that see a Campbell's soup. You know, the cereal's okay. You've always seen cereals with that, but Campbell's soup and toothpaste, toothbrushes, my goodness, where does it end?
Well, speaking of overhype, how about Black Friday? You see a lot of people trying to beat the Black Friday. You see a lot of stores doing pre-releases of Black Friday prices. Has it lost its luster?
Oh, it's lost its luster. It's a joke now because the Black Friday deals are not really deals per se. They're the same products basically that were out for last year. There's nothing new in products other than wearables, meaning watches like the Apple Watch or the other watches, other wristbands that you can wear to gauge your physical fitness. And the thing is, nobody's talking about Cyber Monday. You know, last year we were talking about Cyber Monday, the Monday following Black Friday, but you're not seeing any of those deals because there's a saturation point on that again.
Well, there are a few deals out there. So I see Deal News has a 50-inch TV that they say is the deal of the year.
Yeah, but here's the thing about a 50-inch TV. They don't tell you the brand. And the menu, and also stores sometimes hide the brand name, and it could be one of those third-tier type brands or a store-type brand. Not saying it's a bad deal, but, you know, you stick with the Samsungs, the Vizios, the LGs on TVs, and you're not going to go wrong.
Yeah, but if you do your homework, you'll find that all of them are made in the same in the same plant anyway.
Absolutely.
So you might be able. It still might be a deal.
Well, yeah, you know, if you need a 50-inch TV, you know, you don't want to buy it and just have the box sitting around. I know people that buy products and they haven't opened the boxes yet.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right. That is a pretty small television to have laying around in these days. All right, Jennifer, here's the story for Jennifer.
Knobs. Yes.
If you ever get tired of Buddy, your cat, and its hairballs, you can get a robotic cat now to keep you company.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
Yeah.
Not weird at all. So do you have to feed the cat? Like, what's the deal?
The only problem with that cat is it doesn't walk. You know, once you pet it, it might purr or it might move its head. It's a cat that stays on your lap that you pet. And that's basically all that it does. I sent up a link that you can put on the site to talk about it.
See, it's perfect, though, Jen. You don't have to feed it. You don't have to.
I know. This is actually right up my alley.
Oh, you just, it's like Siri in a little
cat. It just can comfort me when I have a little purse down. I like it.
Train it to say whatever you want. So. All right, Richard. Thank you so much, Richard Schemmel. And it's 59 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts, None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.